This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I have a show that you're not going to soon forget. I got some new audio here, and I think you're going to enjoy it, new audio. And before I do that, I want you to listen carefully to these texts. This is Richard Salent, former president of CBS News, who said our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide that they ought to have. This is none other than Walter Cronkite, former CBS News anchor. He said, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Craziness. Out of their own mouths, friends. This is Herman Dismore, editor for New York Times. The New York Times is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. And this is my favorite. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Richard Cohen, CBS Political News. Now, for those that don't quite get it yet, there's a reason that 94% of the American people don't trust the media. That means there's 6% that do. Now, just over the weekend, we had Easter. He is risen. Resurrection Day to us Christians. And throughout the United States, you may have heard this in past years, but I want to play it again, concerning what the media, in the state-controlled media, in the CIA-controlled bought and paid-for media, promulgated across the country in unison. This is the definition of useful idiots. Listen carefully.
In consumer news, economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Like a bunch of dominoes.
Economic factors may take some spring
out of
the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some of the spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take the spring out of the step of the Easter Bunny.
And there's people that still try to justify, 6% of the American people still try to justify the media. Now do you know why I say every intro during the show at the Sons of LibertyRadio.com, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head? Do you understand why the Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin called them useful idiots? Folks, I'm not making this stuff up. You can't make this up. Do you remember Dr. Udo Ulfkott, German editor? He's now gone. He was exposing the CIA for control over the media on a global scale, which is owned and operated by less than 6%. Six corporations, forgive me. He said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He goes on, they were taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. Is that true? I just played some audio, friends, right after Easter. All together now, like a bunch of domino effects. It's a domino effect. One domino goes down, they all go down across the country as they all read the same teleprompter. Now I'm going to play some audio for you for a brand new video, just like the one that you just heard. This one just recently came out. I want you to understand how you're going to hear it. You're going to first hear one person say it, reading the teleprompter, and then you're going to hear another one that's going to overlay the first one, and then it's going to go on and on and on and on. You need to listen carefully to the details of what they are saying. Listen carefully, okay? Here's the next audio for you.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about
all of them saying it.
Plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish the same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming,
they're all saying it, friends.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous.
Hang on a second, Sam. They are suggesting that you excuse them for not being the ones that have been promulgating false news. They're saying it's very dangerous to our democracy. They said this all across the United States together in unison at the same time, the same days, America. To suggest that you're not getting the same bone that's thrown to you is absolutely irresponsible. Because there's no way that you can excuse what you just heard. You can watch the videos. It's all legit, friends. It's all upright. They're talking about how dangerous this is to our democracy. Fake news. Yet they're the ones promoting it on a global scale. All together. And I'm talking about the United States of America alone. Let me finish this. Listen to this. These are news anchors, useful idiots across the United States the same day broadcasting the same thing that the teleprompter was telling them to broadcast.
Democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our 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 democracy.
Now, this, first and foremost, friends, in which we live in the United States of America, for the record, it's not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. But if you believe what they had to say, then I'll tell you what, friends. Again, you deserve what you've got coming. There's no nice way to say it, friends. You now have the truth in your hands. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. They, both those websites interact one with another. You can also jump over to our YouTube page, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean on YouTube. If you want to check us out on our Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. As I said during the first segment, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Bradley? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, during the first segment, I played a couple audios for you, both videos. You can watch them play out. But, of course, I played audio for you. That's how we transmitted the signal and the message to you. And it shows you, friends, why we call those in the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media useful idiots, because they're all reading from the same teleprompter, giving you the same message. Because, after all, friends, they say, we're just doing our job. Destroying our country, throwing out their misinformation, indoctrination, and propaganda at every step, but they say we're just doing our job. They're doing the unthinkable. And they're saying that they're just doing their job because, after all, they got to support themselves, yeah? What a country we live in today, friends. And then at the second play, the second video, audio that we played for you, they were talking about how it's a dangerous thing, fake news, and how it's broadcasted, when in fact, they were attempting to excuse themselves from being the responsible party for promoting and promulgating propaganda and fake news. You can't believe a thing they say, friends. And then talking about how it's dangerous to our democracy. No wonder why everybody thinks we're a democracy. Nobody believes the media, but everybody's watching the media. Wow. Speaking of which, I'm going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is very important information written by Dean Garrison. Does this stunning email indicate Parkland shooting was another false flag designed to take your guns? Dean started off saying, first and foremost, I want everyone to know that I'm not saying that Parkland shooting was not a real tragedy. When some people hear the term false flag, they immediately shut down and feel that the tinfoil hat guys are at it again. Isn't it interesting, friends? Those that have been named and labeled the tinfoil hat guys, isn't it interesting how right on they've been over the years? See, that's the gift of prophetic. It's prophecy, friends. Read 1 Corinthians 14. Dean says, I'm not contending that this was not a real shooting, nor that real people did not die on February 14th, 2018. However, I recently stumbled upon a piece of evidence supplied directly from a D.C. cop that makes me believe with 99.9% certainty that this shooting was a false flag event to further destroy the Second Amendment. I never believe anything 100%. He said, I am a truth seeker and try to keep an open mind. And I would ask you to keep an open mind as well, because the information I'm about to show you and read to you, friends, you might do more than challenge your beliefs just a little bit. It might even shake you to the very core. What if I told you, said Dean Garrison, that the March for Our Lives demonstration, which happened on March 24th, 2018, was approved for a permit several months before it even happened? You heard me right. What if I told you that the March for Our Lives demonstration, which happened on March 24th, 2018, was approved for a permit several months before it even happened? What if this demonstration was granted a permit long before the Parkland shooting even happened? Question mark. Would that cause you to question the current media narrative and possibly your own beliefs? Well, I have a screen in front of me, friends. It's an email from Scott Earhart of the D.C. Metro Police. It says his name. It says the time of the email. And he said, good morning. In reference, this is coming from a Washington, D.C. police officer, the Metro Police there. Good morning. In reference to your inquiry concerning the March for Our Lives demonstration here in the District of Columbia on March 24th, 2018, MPD received the permit application several months prior to the actual event, and there was several months of planning for this large event. He said, if you're requesting additional information concerning this event, please follow the below steps to file your Freedom of Information Act request. Officer Scott C. Earhart, badge number 2372, Homeland Security Bureau, Special Operations Division, Planning and Logistics, Metropolitan Police Department. Then it gives the address, Washington, D.C., and it even gives the number. I'll give it to you. 202-671-6529. This is the letter sent by this police officer stating that March for Our Lives demonstration and the permit application was applied for several months prior to the actual event. The email clearly states that the permit application for the March for Our Lives demonstration was approved several months in advance. How can this be, friends? How can it be? You know, most people don't take the layers off the onion. They just take it for face value from the media that they say they don't believe, right? From those that try to justify the media and say, oh, they're not that bad. No, they're not all saying the same thing. When in fact, that's exactly what they're doing. Even after Parkland shooting, that alleged shooting that took place, it was interesting how they just zeroed in right on the AR-15. They zeroed right in on AR-15. And more encroachments upon the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Hey, America, it's time to wake up. It's time not to give these people a pass. It's time to lawfully deal with every single one of them, and that the American people call for a full investigation and a release of the school surveillance video from Parkland High School and that alleged shooting that took place on February 14th. Here's some research and background information from Dr. Owen at Fellowship of the Minds. Public demonstrations, especially those that are large scale, like March for Our Lives, require a permit from the police in the city in which the demonstration takes place. European political researcher Ole Damgaard contacted the Metropolitan D.C. Police Department concerning the permit for the March for Our Lives demonstration in Washington, D.C. Damgaard received this email from Scott C. Earhart from the Homeland Security Bureau of the Metropolitan Police Department. And I just got done telling you, folks, as to what that letter said, that email said. In reference to your inquiry concerning March for Our Lives demonstration here in the District of Columbia on March 24, 2018, MPD received a permit application several months prior to the actual event, and there were several months of planning for this large event. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, the article is called, "Does This Stunning Email Indicate Parkland Shooting Was Just Another False Flag to Designed to Take Away Your Guns?" Of course it is and was. There's screenshot after screenshot after screenshot of the actual letter. I just gave you the phone number to the police officer, 202-671-6529. Get a copy of the letter for yourself, and you tell me, friends, how this is not a false flag event. Remember how I've been staying on this little by little? I know that when I'm being led to do something, friends, that we're on something. And I'm telling you, we're on to something. We need to get the law involved, America, as to what took place there and ask for a full investigation. With the release of the videos, because the eyewitnesses and the ear witnesses do not line up, neither does this unfolding, folks, of events which happened so quickly thereafter, February 14th. It's just a little too smooth and a little too questionable, friends, all the way around. Here are some facts. The shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas MSD High School occurred on February 14th, 2018. A day after the shooting on February 15th, 2018, MSD students formed the group Never Again MSD. On March 24th, 2018, March for Our Lives demonstrations took place in Washington, D.C. and other cities. Among the organizers of March for Our Lives is Never Again MSD, which had not existed before February 15th. I'm going to give you some more information when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell slammed protesters who are increasingly confronting GOP senators over Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senator McConnell had a message for the protesters.
There is no chance in the world they're going to scare us out of doing our duty. I don't care how many members they chase, how many people they harass here in the halls. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. We will not be intimidated by these people.
Today at the State Department, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a huge announcement regarding Iran.
I'm announcing that the United States is terminating the 1955 Treaty of Amity with Iran. This is a decision, frankly, that is 39 years overdue. In July, Iran brought a meritless case in the International Court of Justice alleging violations of the Treaty of Amity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hey, folks, you can rest assured the American people rise up on this issue here. You're going to be finding, you're going to be pulling some rocks and uncovering things, folks, that you're going to be shocked at. But to me, to be quite honest with you, I'm not shocked at really a whole lot. I was watching some video and how this whole thing rolled out. And, folks, there was no question it was planned all the way through and through. This criminal, Scott Israel, this sheriff out in Broward County, is 66 open investigations, looking behind those investigations, kidnapping, drug trafficking. They had one police officer sodomizing, they called them undocumented illegal aliens. I'm putting the word illegal in there. That were here, he would sodomize them and probably let them go. Just some real sick stuff behind this guy, and his political affiliations, friends, are something else. There's crime all over this. There's false flag all over this. I'm highlighting an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Does this stunning email indicate Parkland shooting was just another false flag designed to take away your guns? Written by Dean Garrison. And I just read it for you. There's screenshots on the site for you. I gave you the number, 202-671-6529, Earhart, however you want to pronounce it, Scott C. Earhart, or Earhart. Badge number 2372. Saying in reference to your inquiry concerning the March for Our Lives demonstration here in the District of Columbia on March 24, 2018, MPD received a permit application several months prior to the actual event. And there were several months of planning for this large event. How was it sold to you? All those kids in Parkland that suffered the tragedy. They're getting a lot of attention conveniently. A lot of holes in all of their stories. Questionable narratives all around the whole alleged shooting. but we're just going to keep pushing it down the throat to the American people until they accept it. And that's where the American people are. That's where they're at. They're accepting it. Oh, those poor kids, as they're trying to disarm you. How many times have I told you through totalitarian means, friends, they always got to put themselves in the position of the victim as they tear down the laws? I was just highlighting other facts here. The shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas MSD High School occurred on February 14th, 2018. After the day of the shooting on February 15th, 2018, MSD students formed the group. Well, how can this be, friends? They formed the group the day after the shooting, but the application was applied for months prior to the shooting. How's that working out? Huh. On March 24th, 2018, March for Our Lives demonstrations took place in D.C., Washington, and other cities. Among the organizers of March for Our Lives is Never Again MSD, which had not existed before February 15th. The D.C. Metropolitan Police Department received a permit application for March for Our Lives demonstration several months prior to the actual events. How can Never Again MSD apply for a permit several months before the group had ever been formed? There's no reason to do it. And which lines up with Theodore Roosevelt, the communist himself. Nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. Of course not. How can an application be made for a permit for March for Our Lives demonstration several months before the Parkland MSD school shooting that galvanized MSD students to form the Never Again MSD group that organized the demonstration? This may explain all the behind-the-scenes pictures. And you want to throw in there and never forget that Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube scrubbed the internet of any questionable happenings during and around this alleged shooting. It was all wiped out. They didn't want you to throw objections out there in any sense of the word concerning the CIA-controlled narrative. Not a word. So this information that I'm giving you is breaking from multiple websites, from multiple websites on the Easter weekend. Some are already saying that the email is a forgery. Well, how will this be spun by the mainstream media? Question mark. Well, then call the police officer. Will they say that Earhart made a mistake in his reply? Of course they will. It was just like when Mr. Hogg, who's been popped over and over again for being a little liar and a foul-mouthed brat, for his lying narrative when he speaks to the media, and him being coached, to him being at the school during the shooting, to him countering folks, interviews before this alleged shooting took place, to him on national television saying that during the shooting he was at home. Folks, what is regardless of all of that, what is this all aimed at? Disarming you. And how many times have I broadcast from this microphone telling the American people and into 53 countries that dictators always ride the wave of a false premise, lie, propaganda? Dean Garrison goes on, will they discredit the source of the email? Question mark. What media surprises and spins await? Well, again, if they would just release the footage from the school surveillance, that would put everything to rest, but they don't want to do that. They want to release four of the 70 video cameras that show a cop outside getting your attention diverted from the inside. More than likely, they won't even acknowledge that this email ever existed and keep parading David and Emma out in front of you. Most people will never see the story at all because of the extreme censorship put on websites that challenge the mainstream narrative, said Dean Garrison. If that doesn't scare you, America, nothing will. Dean said, my job is to push the truth as I see it and not worry about those who are going to feast on everything that the mainstream media, and let me add, that declare they don't even believe the mainstream media, but what the people feed on, which is the mainstream media. America, your government is so corrupt that they will allow or even maybe plan for your fellow Americans to die if it gets them closer to their agenda. You better bet your bottom dollar, friends. This has been going on for a long time. They want your guns. Every right that they take from you brings them one step closer to total control and power. So whenever you respond to tragedies like this by joining the chorus of those who demand gun confiscation, armed teachers, or more controls and restrictions on the Second Amendment, you're doing exactly what they want you to do. Stop falling for the smoke and mirrors and seek the truth. John 14:6. Because it's the truth. That's the only thing that can save this country from corrupt political masters. And you got to keep in mind, tyranny starts in the ignorance of the religious. Hey, folks, you need to keep in mind, and Dean Garrison's exactly right in this article, they don't want to represent you, they want to rule you. They don't want to represent you, America. They seek to rule you. That's why they want to disarm you. They want to be the boss. And this will give them absolute... Oh, by the way, once the Second Amendment's gone, everything else is gone too. Because now then you have nothing to actually enforce your God-given rights. Okay? Am I worried about this? Nope. No, I'm not. Just giving you the information that so many are unwilling to give you. And folks, it's been said, and it's rightly been said, if you want the truth, seek the teachers in the corner. If you want the truth, seek the preachers that are in the corner. If you want the truth, you're going to oftentimes have to dig for the truth. And oftentimes when the truth comes, it's very uncomfortable. Remember in Ecclesiastes, the preacher. King Solomon said, with much wisdom comes much sorrow. Yes, and it causes us to be, if we're faithful to God and man, it causes us to be much more diligent about the things that we do in this life because we know that our time is short. 70 or 80 years, folks, is just like a snap. The Bible says life is but a vapor, and here we have it. And the reason I continuously bring these things up, because it brings about and also exercises your discerners as to what's right and what's wrong. I want you to read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. Read the whole in context. Because, folks, if you let this one go, you let the truth go. Because I believe, I wasn't around during the assassination of John F. Kennedy, but after I seen it, I remember what ran through me. I felt that the truth fell in the streets that day. And it did because the American people let it go. Because what they did is they all succumbed to the government's report rather than eyewitness reports as to what really took place there. And folks, it's not just the JFK assassination. It's Sandy Hook. It's Columbine. And the list, it's Oklahoma City bombing. It's Waco. It's Ruby Ridge. The list goes on, folks. And yes, folks, do keep in mind there are people. There are people that are set on hell. There really is. What they do, they know what they do. And they go with it full bore. Their pedal is to the metal. And their objective is to destroy and do what their master says, because they don't have enough common sense to understand that if they're supposed to lie, steal, and kill, they don't realize their master is going to do the same thing to them at the end of the day. And there you have the definition of a mob, right? Of course, I'm speaking in spiritual matters, giving you a parable that you might understand in the natural. We're going to come right back. Over Easter weekend, I actually watched The Passion of the Christ. And I just want to give you, well, my quick thoughts as to what I've seen once again. I bet this is probably the 15th or the 20th time I've seen the movie. But there's no better time to watch The Passion of the Christ than what we know as Easter, the resurrection day. He is risen. He is alive forevermore. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I only got 10 minutes left on this segment. I just wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Pope chastises Christians for global strife, not the Muslims. He's a political pawn, friends. You need to look at history. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, New York Times ask, can Islamic and European civilizations coexist, or the West is wrong to resist? You're being set up for the fall, America. And this has been going on for a long time, but we are seeing the manifestation, are we not? Yes, we are. So check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com when you get a moment. Also check out our other website, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also wanted to let you know we have about 725,000 followers. When we first put up this page, within 3 months, we had over 1 million people. Well, we were bumping up, forgive me, to 1 million people after a three-month spawn. And interestingly enough, after Facebook came out and Google and Facebook came out for censoring news, all of a sudden the page took a plummet. So what am I saying? Folks, you need to understand this website is on their hit list. And they don't want you going to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just for your information, and I'm not making this stuff up, it's craziness. But I do thank you that you have us as the number two show today out of 82 radio stations now that are available on Genesis Communication Networks, which means there's a lot of people listening, and we appreciate that. And we know you're listening. Aside of that, I want to get back over to this because I have one segment left, and I might expound on this a little bit more tomorrow, but I just this over... yesterday, actually, I took the time to watch The Passion of the Christ. And with it, I noticed, and I took notice of the details as to what Jesus' heart was fixed upon, that he would go to the cross like that. Read Matthew 6:21, read Luke 10:27. And what I found is at the end of the day, the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, in the middle of the night, it was always to be found that Christ's heart was always fixed upon exact obedience to the Father in which he loved. Read John 15:10. That's what brought him to the cross. To the point of the death of the cross, Philippians 2:8, and when noticing what he did on that cross, how much love for man that he had and demonstrated, and his hatred towards sin. So that was twofold. Read Psalm 22 and John 3:16 and 1 Peter 3:18. And furthermore, how he was willing to shed his own blood to redeem mankind. Read Colossians 1:13 through 14 and Revelations 1:5. So, you know, what I began to ponder, S-E-L-A-H, Selah, you see that a lot in the book of Psalms, is how can anyone get confused when it comes to a real love and demonstration? Because nowhere in Scripture can you find Jesus walking around telling anybody that he loved them. You can't find it. He just showed them how much he loved them. That's why we continuously end the show with 1 John 3:18. Also check out 1 John 4:10. I also noticed in his life how he fulfilled the law to perfection. And how he was without spot or blemish. Read Psalm 40:7 through 8 and Hebrews 10:7 and Matthew 5:18. And I also noticed how he compromised at no point the Father's will. Read John 8:46. Also noticing that Jesus never looking to the approbation or approval of man, John 2:24 through 2:25, only that of the Father, God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his will. Read John 44, 5:44. So I found myself asking the question, how is it that so many profess to love him when watching The Passion of the Christ and don't even take the time to know his will? I mean, Matthew 5:15-8 tells us, the people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. I see it all the time. And if they love him so much, and the first prerequisite was to take up the cross and know concerning his doctrine, well, how does this fly in the face of those that profess that they love God? 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How are you to divide the word of truth if you don't know the word? Also read Philippians 2:12. I mean, if they've been forgiven so much, then wouldn't they think that they would also love him that forgave so much? Luke 7:41 through 43. I mean, folks, remember the message is repent, and it applies to all of us, that we may have everlasting life, and there's no compromising and convenient shortcuts. They're just not there. And that concludes with the way is straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, not wide is the way, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Matthew 7:13 through 14. I don't know, maybe these type of people have never been to the cross. 1 Corinthians 1:18. They've never been to the cross, so they've never had to repent. Acts 2:38, because they feel that they did not break God's moral law. Exodus 20. Psalm 19:7 and Galatians 3:25. I mean, if they did, they would simply understand that grace is to abound over sin and not to succumb to sin. Romans 5:20, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. While watching The Passion of the Christ, I also noticed as Christians, you are to establish the law through faith, not to abrogate it. Romans 3:31, Matthew 5:17 through 18, which again brings about the knowledge of sin. 1 John 3:4, that men might repent before God. Acts 20, verse 21. I mean, for goodness sakes, how are you to know the power of the Holy Ghost if you're ignorant to who he is in Christ? And Acts 5:32 tells us, and we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost whom God hath given to them that obey him. How are you to obey him if you don't know his will? I mean, after all, we're all called to put on Christ. Romans 13:14. to emulate Christ, Mark 1:17. I mean, simply put, how can you give what you do not have? Question mark. Matthew 10:5-8. You cannot. You can't. In understanding Scripture, it is a faithful witness that delivers souls. First part of the Scripture, a true witness delivereth souls. Second part of the Scripture, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. Proverbs 14:25. So it is that a faithful witness delivers souls, not diplomatic witnesses. You know what diplomacy is, seduction in another guise. Not compromising as a witness. Compromise is where two men get together and agree on what they both know is wrong, right? But faithful witnesses deliver souls. And faithful to him who is the author of all of them truths that we are to preach. John 18:37. I mean, let me ask you something. How can one speak truth to power if it speaks not the truth from the one who gives the power? Let me say that again. How can one speak truth to power if it speaks not the truth from the one who gives the power? Man's word is a wooden, blunt sword, yet God's word brings forth the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment to repentance. John 16:8-11. I mean, folks, we're in a world that's at war with the power giver, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. So much so that I watched Jesus Christ die on the cross for the sins of mankind. He was innocent. He was without spot or blemish. No one could convince him of sin. They delivered him up for envy. And they were afraid that they were going to lose their place and their nation. Friends, they were afraid they were going to lose their power structure. Read John 11 when you get a moment. I mean, we're in a world that's at war with the power giver. I mean, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ truths, in fact, that we as people should be accustomed and established. We're a constitutional republic based on the Mosaic Institution. Exodus 18:21. We're in a world that hates the truth, John 15:18. And persecutes them that do. John 15:20, and yet we hear day in and day out lies, half-truths, and blatant lies, and we're to roll over and play dead and not correct the errors that may save men's souls. Read Luke 11:44, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. And furthermore, as a Christian, am I to turn the other cheek when the preacher lies to the sheep and feeds them at large with heresy and false doctrine? No! 1 Timothy 4:1. Or how about this? When the president lies, Congress commits treason, and bureaucracies seek to further enslave a people void of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, am I supposed to just turn the other cheek? No, neither are you. Folks, I only have two cheeks. The third time, they're all on their own. And again, absolutely not are we called to turn the other cheek. Read Luke 13:32. It was not for Christ and his prophets that warred. Was it not them that warred against them in the power of the Spirit? Zechariah 4:6, Ephesians 6:12-18. Why, absolutely it was. Was it not Jesus that called Herod that fox? Was it not John the Baptist that called out Herod's evils? And he got his head lopped off for it? Why, yes, it was. This all reminds me of none other than Martin Luther, the great reformer, when he said, I cannot and will not recant anything, for to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. Here I stand, I can do no other, so help me God. Amen. Hey, Americans, friends, stand up and be counted. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.